You're listening to Gamesform's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. Dive into the world of mobile gaming with us as we explore the latest trends and discuss best practices.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to what is the inaugural episode of Gamesform's new podcast, Mobilize and Monetize. Now, the name is a bit of a giveaway, but we hope that this podcast will be your sort of ultimate guide to the ever-evolving world of mobile gaming. Through it, we will explore the latest trends, insights, and strategies to help you not only mobilize your gaming ideas, but, you know, also hopefully monetize them effectively. Now, today, I'm really, really excited, and I think I've set the bar pretty high, actually, because I have the privilege of hosting a true innovator in the gaming industry. So joining us today for our first episode is Indy Carbro, who is the visionary co-founder of Livewire. Indy, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you for having me, Miriam. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. This is the inaugural episode, so I'm really, really excited to get your insight into some of the things we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, great. And great initiative as well. I'm looking forward to listening to some of the future guests that you can have on the show.
Absolutely. So I want to kick off straight away. So with Livewire, one thing that immediately stood out to me was something when I opened up your website. And the first thing I saw in big text was, we are a single entry point into gaming for brands. So for those who don't know, can you tell us a little bit about Livewire, your work with mobile games in particular?
Yeah, for sure. So Livewire is a global game tech company. What we do is we connect brands to the gaming audience at scale. I founded the company with my business partner in 2021. And really what we were trying to solve was, it was quite fragmented entry points for brands, you know, whether it was an entry through content creators or influencers, whether it was a bit of media, could have been through platforms like Twitch or YouTube Gaming. But really, there was no horizontal strategic entry point. And that's what we wanted to build with Livewire, was the first business to become that single entry point for brands. And over the last 3 years, we've seen the business continue to grow from like the startup that we had with that single idea to now a global award-winning company. And it's really built around, we have such an incredible, talented team and really have fun working in gaming. We love working with brands and we love looking at how we continue to accelerate the convergence between gaming and brand marketing.
Amazing. So What do you guys do with mobile games in particular? So I've had a little bit of a deep dive, but I just kind of want to give you the floor here. Because I know you're like cross-platform, sort of like across the board.
Yeah.
But with mobile games in particular, what is it that you do exactly?
Yeah, so what we do with specifically across mobile is we help brands advertise across specific games with ad formats that would be delivered across mobile devices. Everything from rewarded video advertising campaigns to in-game billboards, right through to campaigns that we see that are in-game video. So
right.
When we look at mobile games, we're looking at the type of game and the audience that is playing it, and then ensuring that that corresponds with the brand and as well as the brand KPIs.
Right. So on the topic of brands, I've been following your journey a little bit. So I know Livewire has formed exclusive partnerships with major firms like Activision Blizzard, Media for in-game advertising with games, major games like Candy Crush. So how do these sort of collaborations shape your advertising strategies and impact user engagement? You know, could you particularly share some outcomes or key performance metrics on these partnerships?
Yeah. So, you know, we've very fortunate to be working with some incredible businesses and forging partnerships. Activision Blizzard is one of those partnerships that we have created in Australia. And really the partnership we have kind of, it stems from where we see the pace of growth in this space. I mean, it's growing incredibly quickly and there's a lot of, there's a lot of discussion around attention. And I would say that
right.
You know, the increased attention into gaming is really driving, in my opinion, audience expectations, right? So, you know, we did a study recently, which is called the Next Gen Attention Study. And we presented it at the IAB Playfronts, actually, earlier this year in New York. And it actually showed 76% of Gen A loved brand moments in games. Mm. So that really entails the fact that brands would love to see a McDonald's or a, you know, a Burger King versus a Bob's Burgers. They want to see real brands inside games. So that immersion, that kind of interactive opportunity is now starting to become an expectation. And then with that, you know, you see brands and audiences starting to converge in those brand moments in game. And our partnerships and our collaborations allow us to bring that to brands. So, you know, what we think of is a complete spectrum of audience within gaming. So we want to ensure that we have access to games that cover everything from hyper-casual players all the way through to hardcore esports fans.
Right.
And ensuring that there is a gaming audience for every brand. And so the collaborations and partnerships are very strategic in that way. We ensure that we are covering that entire spectrum.
Interesting. So you mentioned brands and connecting brands. So on that sort of note, I know that Livewire uses game tech, and particularly I read about something called GameView to connect brands with gamers effectively. So can you discuss this sort of technology? How does it integrate ads seamlessly into games without harming the player experience? I know this is a real, real issue for a lot of people, and it puts them off, really. So it's a question of user retention. So how does this all come together?
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. We at Livewire think of three core components that have to work together to have a successful outcome. One is the game publisher needs to be comfortable with the advertising within the game.
Yeah.
The user for sure, or those who are playing the games, must have a non-intrusive experience where, you know, they're not affected during the gameplay. And then thirdly, the advertiser or the brand marketer, you know, needs to feel that the brand is integrated in a way that feels authentic and it's not you know, feeling out of place, or, you know, sometimes I say the uncle trying to do the moonwalk on the dance floor.
That's a good one.
As long as your campaigns are seen through the lens of those three components, then you usually have a very strong outcome. And we launched a platform called GameView. And GameView is our proprietary game tech platform. It helps unlock global brands and their gaming audiences at scale. The way that we built the platform, it really has three components to it. You know, it's built on top of our GameView data management platform, where, you know, we're able to utilize and ingest audience data for marketing initiatives. So thinking about creating engaging standards, rich media, video ads, and then being able to push that out across audience amplification and integrations. But we, within GameView, we do connect not only to mobile, but to all devices where we can connect to a gaming audience.
Right.
You know, the integration piece there, again, we curate on with publishers. We integrate as well directly with publishers as well. And then as long as we are continually looking through campaigns through the lens of those three components, we're seeing positive outcomes through game tech.
That's really interesting. So me and you talked about this a little bit before, and we sort of touched on the fact that Livewire has a pretty strong presence in mature markets, such as the US, UK, and Australia. You know, these are markets that are predominantly known for their established console gaming communities. So for those who are more concerned, I know you said that you guys are more cross-platform, but for those who are more concerned with the mobile gaming market, how does Livewire tailor its advertising strategies to maybe appeal to these people more in those markets that are maybe leaning a little bit more towards the sort of console side of things?
Yeah, look, those markets are truly opportunistic for console because, you know, the cost of entry in the area is lower. However, there's such a scale of mobile advertising across those mature markets as well. You know, the exciting thing there is that the user base is pretty established. Now the opportunity is to engage and connect with the right audience. And, you know, we tend to use mobile in all campaigns to ensure that we're engaging at scale, You know, there's going to be an opportunity to amplify through mobile at a wider scale, and then also, you know, there's moments that matter, right? So for us, when we're connecting to the gaming audience, we want to also connect with them, you know, throughout the course of the day. You know, sometimes when you're waking up in the morning, you may not be playing on the console, but you might be, you know, taking a snackable approach to gaming in the morning on your commute to work, or you know, on your commute home. So we want to be able to capture the attention of the gaming audience throughout the day as well, and mobile is a core component of that.
Yeah, there's a real opportunity there with mobile. I mean, it seems obvious to say, but it's almost like a point of entry throughout the day. Whereas, like you said, with console gaming, it's kind of like you have to designate a time, you know, sit down with it or whatever. But we all have our phones on us all the time. So that's...
Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, I grew up playing console. I loved playing GoldenEye.
I used to play that too. And Super Smash Bros. Are you talking about the Nintendo 64?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. 100%. And, you know, played console for hours at a time.
Right.
But now, you know, as your days change and whatnot, you know, now I have less time. So I don't necessarily sit and play for 2 hours in front of my console. But, you know, when I do, I sometimes play on my mobile phone. And, you know, right now I'm playing Call of Duty Mobile. Sometimes I play EA's F1 game on mobile. So, you know, really just it caters to individuals' lifestyle and, you know, how they can adapt.
Definitely. So, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit, Indy, but can you share with the audience some sort of success stories where Livewire's ad solutions have, you know, maybe significantly boosted a brand's visibility and engagement within mobile games? So, you know, what I'm looking for is from you is like, what sort of factors contributed to these successes? And the thing that comes to mind is like, you guys have worked with some huge brands. Like, I know there was a deal, you know, with Uber Eats. So what sort of things significantly boosted a brand's visibility and engagement, if you could share that?
Oh, well, you know, the exciting thing about the work that we've been doing is to your point, we've been able to work with some incredible brands, you know, everyone from Uber Eats to Amazon, and we've got some more exciting opportunities that are launching, and we know we recently did something with L'Oreal as well. And I think, you know, when we're looking at brands integration into games, we don't want to run campaigns for the sake of running campaigns. And you know, it's really important for us to take a strategic approach to it, understand the outcomes that the brand is looking for, and then, you know, think about the media activation or a IP integration into games and ensure that all of that is connected, and there isn't anything in the market that looks like it's, you know, misaligned or not connected. Because, you know, once a brand comes into gaming, we want to make sure the brand is keeping a always on type of activity. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you come in and you talk to someone, and then you disappear, and you come back, and you're kind of like, well, where did you go? And so you don't want to have that type of feeling, right?
You know, so what I'm gleaning from that is like a sort of quality over quantity sort of attitude. So you want to
totally
right.
And so within mobile, you have things like rewarded video, and we do a lot of campaigns where there's a value exchange for the game player. And like, you know, we ran an incredible campaign recently in the entertainment sector for a movie release called Blue Beetle. And like the objective there was engagement. You know, we were really focused on a demographic like Gen Z. You know, that kind of audience that was 18 to 25 who were really looking for sports and, you know, fitness and listening to music. So we're really trying to make sure that we tailor our approach to a targeted audience. And, you know, we had incredible outcomes. We had over 91% viewability metrics, which, you know, is above benchmarks. So, you know, the engagement levels are fantastic over that period. I think we had over 30,000 engagement events.
91%. What's the benchmark? That sounds very, very high.
it really depends on the game, or, you know, the benchmarks can be anywhere between, you know, 80 to 90%, but, you know, anything north of 90% is above benchmark from our opinion.
Got it.
So we're really pleased by kind of delivering over benchmark. And then, you know, I think in one of the other areas is completion rates, right? So when you're thinking about completion rates on mobile, it really indicates, you know, if a user is you know, moving away from that application, or, you know, not engaging. And I think that, you know, in this campaign, I believe the viewable completion rate was about 97%. So we're seeing gaming continually showing the level of attention, and I think that that's gonna only grow as more brands start to come into gaming, but not only gaming, but mobile gaming.
Right. And you mentioned, that's really interesting. So you mentioned one thing that came to mind is, you know, the sort of idea of like viewability and things like that. And what comes with that is the classic mobile games problems, which is like churn and those sort of issues. So for you, what have been some of the biggest challenges that Livewire has faced in terms of sort of integrating ads into mobile games, and how have you overcome them? I mean, I'm sure the people are really dying to know, like, you know, you're in a position where you're sort of like able to sort of express yourself on this. So what have your challenges been? How have you sort of overcome them?
I think you might have mentioned it earlier, but one of the challenges, especially around mobile games, is that there are so many games out there. And
there really is a massive glut.
Yeah. And you know, mobile games have been around, you know, and the challenge around that is quality versus quantity, and also selecting the right game for the right brand, for the right audience.
Right.
And putting those three equations together. I mean, that's not an easy task. You know, what we've done really well at Livewire is be able to centralize to a single point across all mobile games that we believe would capture the audience that a brand is looking for, and be able to manage that centrally through GameView. And I think that the second part to that is in how do you create a organized approach where you can select the right game for the right audience at the right time, overlay that with the right audience targeting and capabilities, and deliver a successful outcome for brands against their desired KPIs. And I think that the challenge is putting that together. And I would say that we have learned a lot over the last 3 years from where we started to where we are now. You know, we're more effective in the way that we're delivering. There's better measurement. You know, the industry also has, industry standards have improved as well. You see the IAB doing significant amount of work, and Livewire is a part of that, a part of that group with the IAB as well.
Awesome. So sort of looking through a future lens here, Indy, what sort of trends do you predict mobile gaming sort of in-game advertising scene, and how is Livewire adapting? And I'll add on to that, but I'll let you answer that first part first.
I mean, I think from a trends perspective, we're seeing number one, more brands looking at gaming as a central core part of their marketing initiative, and looking at mobile as a part of that strategy.
It's insane, by the way, how much mobile has been sort of integrated into people's plan and sort of like the structure of their plan in ways that have never been seen before.
Absolutely. I mean, it is, I think the gaming audience in general, brands are really starting to understand the value of the importance. And I was talking about this yesterday with a friend of mine around customer lifetime value.
Right.
And how important it is for brands to think about, you know, the future the gateway through gaming to connect to their future customer, and, you know, not necessarily finding those customers across traditional media channels, and therefore mobile being such a core component of that strategy. you know, alongside other devices as well. And, you know, where we see ad formats, I think we're going to see more playable, creative-led ad formats.
Right.
That will speak to the gaming community. Another level of interactivity, engagement. I think we're gonna see that trend grow as well. Because the media is there. And I think the audience data and the ability to connect with the gaming audience at scale is there. But sometimes the creative could be improved.
Right.
And there's always an opportunity to engage through creative. So I think that could be one core trend we're going to see with mobile. And then I think, the other one, the other question is how we're adapting. So, we have 50 staff globally that are all, dedicated every single day to gaming.
Mm-hmm.
We're connected with the IP. We're working with publishers. We have regular catch ups on with game developers, and it allows us to adapt, understand, and learn.
Right.
What are the pain points, and what are the things that are succeeding.
Right. I think you guys have a sort of like unique perspective. What you just said there, it seems like you guys are seeing the market through multiple lenses. Like you mentioned game developers, you mentioned publishers, like so many different aspects there that I think mm-hmm. give you that unique edge.
Yeah, I think, 3 years ago, it wasn't as matured as we are now. And it was, where we started our market position. I think it was the right timing. It was, coming off the back of the pandemic when, we saw a surge of gaming coming back, and
right.
So those who weren't playing games for years were coming back and playing games again through the pandemic. And, that kind of remained afterwards, where, there was a great timing for us to launch Livewire in 2021.
Right. And you mentioned consistently improving and that sort of thing. So from your perspective, what sort of tips can you offer developers to sort of boost ad revenues in their games?
I would say...
obviously, this is quite a broad question, but...
Yeah. I would say number one is look at the type of games that you're creating and, decide if those are games that ad revenue or advertising makes sense, right? If the games that you're creating isn't going to be fit for purpose for advertising, then that's probably step one. I'd probably say step two is work with a partner that understands ad monetization. So thinking about, everything from an SDK integration to a mediation strategy.
Yeah.
I think that's really core. I'd say the last thing to that is that it's such a fast and growing spot that I would say that if you are a game developer and you're starting to build a game, I would have a strategy around ad revenue and thinking about video engagement is the fastest growing kind of ad format. It allows brands to really interact. I think about how would you bring in an authentic, seamless way advertising from a video perspective. But again, it's so different for every game. Some game studios or game publishers or developers are going to look at, everything from a static ad right through to a video ad.
Definitely. Really interesting stuff there. And last question for you here, Indian. I guess I personally wanted to know this one. Out of curiosity, what's your favorite mobile game? There's so many. We talked about them. If you had to choose one, What is your favorite mobile game?
Oh,
no pressure.
I love playing sports games. Like, you know, I grew up playing sports and video games. So, you know, I'd go out playing sports, and when I'd be home playing, I'd be playing video games.
Right.
So I've always kind of steered towards those types of games. And right now, I think I cannot put down F1 right now.
Yes.
I think I might have mentioned that. Yeah, I just, you know, every time I watch an episode of Drive to Survive, I'm like playing F1. Right now, I'd say that's my favorite game.
That is a great show. It actually got me into F1, and I had no clue about F1 before that. So I'll give you that one. That is a solid choice. Anyways, that's the end of our podcast episode. That's all the time that we have for today's episode. Indy, thank you so much for taking the time to come on today. You've really, really given us some real gems of knowledge there. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. I'm looking forward to listening to, again, the future guests. And thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Well, that's all for this week's episode. Thank you so much. And until next time.